Just when we're getting used to the noir-like crime stories from Sweden that started with the girl with the dragon tattoo, along comes a new film, The Wife, from Sweden, also about a writer. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson has the scoop.
You're trying to sleep next to your wife. It's the middle of the night, and you get a phone call. It's the phone call of your life. This is no neo-noir crime story from Stockholm. This is winning the intellectual lottery. You've won the Nobel Prize for literature. OMG, as novelists don't say. Joe Castleman, the novelist here, is played by Jonathan Pryce. All traces of Brooklyn are long gone from the intellectual Castleman, as Pryce plays a great man of letters given to saying words like tumescent in the somewhat joyous sex play with Glenn Close, his wife Joan Castleman. After getting the call of a lifetime in their comfortable Connecticut home, they don't say tumescent in Brooklyn. They have other words for it. Oh, sure, it's the call Joe has always wanted to get. The Wife, which had its debut at last year's Toronto Film Festival, where I'm headed just after Labor Day to see what's in the pipeline for the coming year, is a husband and wife endgame drama that strives to equal Charlotte Rampling and Tom Courtenay in 45 Years and the incredible Helen Mirren and Christopher Plummer as the Tolstoys in The Last Station. Since The Call from Sweden is how this film opens, it doesn't lead where Joe or Joan expect as this photoplay on screen unfolds.
It is my great honor and pleasure to tell you, Mr. Castleman, that you have been chosen to receive this year's Nobel Prize in Literature.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Castleman, we are so delighted to be giving you this prize. Your career has a truly remarkable span to it. Not only do you write with extraordinary intimacy, width, and depth, you have also challenged the novelistic form in ways that will affect generations of writers to come.
I should be getting something for all the grey in my beard.
Indeed, yes. And thank you for doing so on the world's behalf. Mrs. Castleman?
Yes.
You should know that your husband will be fending off the press today, so what I advise is that you monitor his calls, as it does get quite exhausting.
Yes, I'll take good care of him.
I say photoplay in part because it moves like an intimate play. Adapted by Jane Anderson from a 2003 novel by Meg Wolitzer, The Wife tells the story of, well, the wife, ultimately, behind the scenes of a great writer who wins the Nobel Prize. Directed by Swedish director Bjorn Runge, the first great payoff of The Wife is its behind-the-scenes look at the Nobel Prize event itself. The phone call, the ride on the now-defunct Concorde, it's 1992, the hotel, the limo, the ceremony rehearsal, the nominees from other disciplines like physics beset by related family dysfunctions to the Castlemans, the speeches, and the dinner with the king in a great hall. It's all Nobel Prize porn, which is something of a first, and somewhat satisfies the curiosity of what it must feel like to score big in Sweden. But there's a matter afoot between Joe and Joan. We flash back to Smith College, 1958, to witness how they met. He's a young lit professor, played by Harry Lloyd, from The Theory of Everything. She's an aspiring student writer, Joan Archer. Well, she shoots straight and true. Played by Annie Stark, Glenn Close's daughter, who's acted with her before in Albert Nobbs when Close played an enigmatic English butler. Stark's young facial bones and pale eyes reflect the beauty in her mother's face, particularly as her expression cracks when she meets famous woman writer Elaine Moselle giving a talk on campus. As Moselle, Elizabeth McGovern has a one-scene star turn. She's had the girl squeezed out of her, and the woman she's become has been run over by the male establishment. Don't write, she warns. It's a dead end in what is a plot hinge in the young Joan's infatuation with her professor, he of the fragile male ego himself. He's married with a baby. He woos his student Joan first as a babysitter, later as a lover. Today, that dynamic would more likely end up in Me Too court rather than in a successful courtship and marriage with two kids, a very pregnant daughter, and the de rigueur 20-something disconsolate son, David, played by Max Irons, son of Jeremy Irons and Sinead Cusack. David is the cliché, an open wound with a grievance locked at Oedipal combat with his famous father and always on the losing end of the stick. Of course he makes the trip to Stockholm with a story he wrote that he hopes Pops will like, he won't, and a box of cigars as tribute. The script leans on this, and it's mostly a distraction, except as further evidence of Joan's complex mastery of everything great and small. The Castlemans are, by all accounts, a successful partnership, built on the gender fault line that has cracked wide open in our own time. They're pursued relentlessly by a jack-in-the-box journalist and perhaps would-be Castleman biographer Nathaniel Bone, played razor-sharp by Christian Slater, who can smell a rat, knows a story when he sees one, and stalks them like a horror movie clown. On the Concorde, not once but twice. In a pub, in the hotel lobby, wherever, Bone essentially pops up in the hamper of their dirty laundry. What he's after is not just the novelist's penchant for indiscreet affairs, either. What bothers Joan is what bothers women about men. To say more would be to spoil an intelligent evening at the theater. In cinema close-up with Close and Price, indulging your own Nobel Prize fantasies, though mine never quite include throwing the medal out the window of a speeding limo. The wife ends on a perfect pirouette and a question mark. For now, I snuggle into my seat on the Concorde and drift off into what I want to hear. Mr. Jacobson? Yes? Good morning. You've won the Nobel Prize for radio film criticism. You have transcended the audio medium of the early 20th century with a divine spark that recreates the immediacy of images of the 21st century that jump across the medium into the imagination of all humanity. We listen and see because of you. Well, scold of that, Sven, and I'm Harlan Jacobson.
I am aware of Joan's various indiscretions. His affairs have nothing to do with you. That's a deep-seated fear of inadequacy.
Don't paint me as a victim. I am much more interesting than that.
Don't walk away from me, Diamond!
I can't do it anymore. I can't take it. I can't take the humiliation.
What are we doing?
Joan, we're not bad people.
I think you are sick and tired of Joe Castleman.
I would like to convey to you the warm congratulations of the Swedish Academy. You have reinvented the very nature of storytelling.
Tell me about yourself. Do you have an occupation?
I do.
And what is that?
I am a kingmaker.
Theater critic Michael Boyle.